Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
You returned recently from a trip across the pond.
Again, yes.
To England, and had a nice vacation. But being the ever curious person that you are, you were kind of looking around and seeing how there are some comparisons to make about rural England and rural Minnesota.
Right. Well, you know, it was interesting. When I go over there, I do tend to stay in the rural parts of England. And this time around, you know, I was curious, how is the economy affecting things there? And the big buzz while we were there was the concern over what the new budget was going to be the next week. The government was releasing their new budget, and everybody knew it was going to be bad. And of course, when it did come out last week, it did turn out to be quite the slash. Now, it's interesting because to us listening to them talk about what they were going to do, cutting this, cutting that, it didn't sound all that different from what we've been going through. But for them, I think it was rather a shock. They're very centrally minded when it comes to things like delivering services. And so the cuts that they were talking about, people are very concerned about what this is going to do with the level of social services, because they do have things like the national health system.
Right.
And a much larger array of social services that the top of the government provides than what we have here.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is I think there's a lot of nervousness about how the funding is going to flow from sort of the top levels of government down to the lower levels or the
right.
more rural levels of
right.
government.
Especially in light of a new program that the Prime Minister introduced a couple months ago called the Big Society. It's not even really a program. It's more of a theme for their administration. And that is the concept of moving a lot of services from the top down, moving them from the centrally located government in London to the local governments out in the counties and even down at the local level, and even to things like their equivalent of nonprofit organizations
sure.
with volunteers. And so I was looking through some of the material that's been printed on that by the government's rural communities organization, and they're getting some interesting feedback. A lot of it sounds very familiar to us. Concern that they will be given responsibility for programs, but not the resources to actually run them.
Unfunded mandates.
Unfunded mandates, yeah. And just things like a concern that local governments will be tempted to start their own organizations so they can continue their services but end up duplicating the services that are already being done elsewhere. And just a general concern of how this is all going to be carried out in an environment of cuts.
Interesting. Well, thanks for sharing with us. Nice to know that you had a nice time
yes.
across the pond. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.